Today, we're going to be working on spreadsheets, and spreadsheets are all about taking care of business.
Taking care of business. Yeah. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Spreadsheets are made to account for money. Take a look at how they have little boxes. Those little boxes are actually copied from accounting sheets, paper, that people have used for hundreds of years to keep track of business, sales, expenditures, etc. When the computer came along, they copied the form. Little known fact, spreadsheets is what made the personal computer popular. The first Apple computer, the Apple IIe, practically the only thing it did was spreadsheets. And people bought a lot of those computers because they were using them to keep track of their businesses. But it turns out spreadsheets are good for lists, too. But we'll get into that another time. Today you have a job, and your job is to put in math formulas to add all the money that these people made with candy sales, and to make two graphs of all the sales and show their, you know, what they sold. The guide will show you how to go about doing this. So look at it carefully. Take it step by step. Now, I know I've been kind of intense on you guys about Computer Academy and do your tasks and graduate, you got to do your tasks. Take your time and try to figure out what it is that you don't know. Everybody is going to be in a position of this being something new and learning something new. So there's going to be all that uncomfortableness about, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to ask you not to call out and go, I don't understand, but to look at the guide, take a deep breath, and see, like, if a puzzle, you can teach yourself and figure it out. I'll be circulating the room and being as helpful as I can. But remember, you have two simple jobs. Use math formulas to add up all the candy sales and make two graphs. Move the graphs underneath the sales numbers so it is printable. That's part of the task. If we don't get it right today, we'll come back and try it again the next time. And we will keep doing it until we get it right. In America, we concentrate so much on being right, we forget that not knowing is seen as a blessing in other places in the world because people get excited to learn something new. You guys are awesome. Read the directions on the blog, 1, then 2, then 3, then 4. Read the directions on the guide, 1, then 2, then 3, and 4. You're all really smart. You'll be able to do it. All right. Get to it, Tigers.